Now, the rest of the story. In 1816, there was no Kansas City, Missouri. In that vicinity, there was, however, a small military outpost, a fort on the fringe of what was then our American frontier, Fort Osage. And late in the year, that outpost was visited by a fellow named Danny, dressed in crude clothing, the kind worn by indigent hunters. Would the officers at the fort mind putting him up for a while? No, he was told they would not mind. So Danny remained at Fort Osage for 2 weeks, during which the soldiers learned the rest of the story. For years, Danny had been hearing wonderful tales about the western wilderness. He'd been told of the fabulous lakes and rivers of the grand mountains which lay beyond. Danny wanted to explore them. He wanted to taste the fresh water and savor the sweet air and see the crests of the Rockies searching upward into a shimmering blue sky. The men at Fort Osage appreciated Danny's youthful enthusiasm. Decades before, Horace Greeley would proclaim, "Go west, young man, and grow up with the country." Decades before that, Danny was determined to go west. And still, the soldiers wondered if Danny knew what he was getting into, because a half dozen years before, in 1810, a mountain man named John Coulter had returned from that beckoning wilderness, the area which now so intrigued Danny, and he, Coulter, had just barely emerged with his life. Treacherous Blackfoot Indians had captured, almost killed him. The elements, the weather in the wilderness itself had almost finished him off. Wouldn't Danny be just as happy back in the Missouri Territory, the soldiers wondered. There was still much hunting and exploring to be done in these virgin forests, enough excitement to satisfy any eager adventurer. No, Danny protested, Missouri was getting too crowded. Missouri was already too civilized. He reckoned he'd be moving on. And he moved on. Danny left Fort Osage. He headed north up the Missouri River. He went west on the Platte River, across what's now the state of Nebraska. And Danny followed the Platte all the way to the Rocky Mountains. Then when he ran out of river, he traveled overland. And he crossed on foot what is now Wyoming, northwest into Yellowstone Country. Danny had plunged almost 1,000 miles into a land about which white men were only beginning to dream, a rugged, dangerous journey threatened by Indians. He eluded them, besieged by bitter weather. He survived that after a season of exploring, that sometimes perilous, always awesome wilderness wonderland. Danny returned to the Missouri Territory to tell what he had seen. Now, in one respect, his trek was unremarkable. For if anybody should have been able to find his way all that way and back, it should have been he. You see, Danny was known as Kentucky's original settler, a trailblazer with no rival. For the Danny I've been describing was Colonel Daniel Boone. But this I saved till the last. When Daniel Boone visited Fort Osage in 1816, before embarking on this perilous journey westward of almost 1,000 miles, westward on the Platte, all the way to the Rockies, overland to and through the Yellowstone, and almost 1,000 miles back. Before he had even begun that journey, he, Colonel Daniel Boone, was 82. And now you know the rest of the story.